Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, I don't want to sing it now. It's so embarrassing. How do
two
I
and
do
a half
this
years
every other week? And I'm like, oh.
I know, I get the same.
It's because we're in person, I
can
think.
You do it?
Like, yeah, I think maybe it is.
What do you
but
want?
We did it last
What's
week.
What's it sound like? I can do it.
And we'll never be royal.
Why didn't we just go like, oh, lordy, lordy, lordy?
Because that has nothing to do with her. I kind of had it start and then I bitch out. Hang on, I'll just do it and I won't look at you. Shane's going to use all of this anyway, so it's fine.
Shane's left, he's over here.
He's making tea. And we'll never be royals. Royals.
You're listening to Bandwagons.
What is that tissue doing for you?
They're hay fever wipes. And they're,
I think you think it's going to cure your astigmatism.
I think there's crack in them or something. They feel, my eyes feel like they're on, I don't know.
On a good foot.
They're going mad. What are these? Nuage hay fever relief wipes.
New age.
Suitable for face and hand with peppermint and tea tree oil. That'll be it. So probably shouldn't rub them directly in my eyes. Removes and traps pollen.
They feel
like minty. I feel like I'm after putting chewing gum in my eyes.
That doesn't sound nice.
It feels all right. Welcome back to Bandwagons.
Yeah.
How are you getting on, Breed?
I'm good. I've had a big week.
Oh, yeah.
For reasons I won't just talk about. But
I wish you would. Maybe we'll talk about it on Patreon.
Yeah, but I would actually talk about it on the Patreon if you want.
You're going to have to pay for it because we're going to spill
all
about our private lives.
A lot of scares. Yeah, I'm good. Had a big weekend. It was absolutely stunning down in Gory. Hashtag love Gory. Spend the day outside.
You have to disclose now if you're being paid by the county council.
I am not being paid by them.
But someone in your immediate family is?
No.
Oh yeah, okay. Interesting. Okay. I had a nice weekend as well. Thanks for asking.
I didn't think we were done with me yet, but
oh, okay, well if you want to carry on.
No, you go for it.
I didn't really do anything. I went down to Cork and then worked the Friday and went for dinner Friday night with Neva Moss. Went to St. Luke's Tavern. It was very nice.
Yeah, it looked nice.
There was music on there as well. And then I went home.
Did you go home for 2 days?
No, I went down Thursday night.
And came back last night.
And came back Saturday night, yeah. And then we went to the beach.
Sunday night. Saturday night.
Yeah, sorry, I came back Sunday night.
Yeah.
Then we went to Ballybrannigan Beach. And that was nice. I got him for a swim. It was very cold though, so I kind of... Sorry. Sorry, it was like the S disconnected or something, I don't know. I went for a swim. Happy birthday, Raven. I can't swim. I went for a swim. I ran in. Now you're making me paranoid about how I say swim.
But you said, saw a whim.
I went in and did that and then I went back and met the guys in Titanic and I got a dessert. They were all drinking. Keith McCarthy went on the Long Island since 1 o'clock, so he was in flying form.
He looked like he was... the most beautiful person I've ever seen. And then he opens his mouth and he's the funniest fucker
ever. He's so, I thought I was going to break her rib laughing. Will you please? I put him up on my Instagram and I tagged him and the girls were like, Fionnuala, do you gain or lose followers when you post him? I was like, oh, a few people block me, like, just pure taking the piss out of him. I wish I could explain how what he was doing. He was just so drunk that, like, anytime anyone said something, he took out a napkin and he'd be like, let me check my address book, and he'd be going down with a fork and be like, no, there's nothing here, sorry, you have to prove you've changed your underwear in the last 2 days. I'm sorry, it's not up to me. It's not up to me. It's management. If it was up to me, I'd let you in. And he just kept doing it. It was the funniest thing ever. Please follow Kiel on Instagram if anyone
is he coming up
gay
soon?
And hot. He says he is, but he's very busy.
He's been saying
that
for years.
He's been saying that for a long time, and he's also very busy work. He can't get his leave approved ever, so.
That's bullshit.
If you want to message him and make sure he comes up.
I'll ring into his work and get him sacked.
You could do that, yeah. I'd say he'd only love that, actually. Maybe don't do that. And then Sunday I came back and that was it.
Yeah.
I got a takeaway last night. Got Corrala Kitchen. It was quite nice. And I watched the Ukraine-Netherlands game. It was actually quite good. I feel like all soccer should be that exciting.
What are you talking about? Get out of here.
Because there was three goals in the last 15 minutes. So Netherlands were two up and then Ukraine scored two goals and then the Netherlands woke
Shane
up and they were like...
Shane's shaking his head like it wasn't that good.
Well, now bear in mind, I only paid like... Well, then why were you shaking your head for, you fucking
it's
rat?
Unbelievable to hear you talking.
Yeah, no, she can tell Keane's there now.
Oh yeah, no. Well, I enjoyed that now. It was fine. Like, I don't know if I'll be watching the rest of it. Like, but
I played a little bit of hurling the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Of course you did, yeah. Gag girl,
wag. No, it didn't go well.
Wag.
I don't like doing things I'm not good at immediately. So sports is one
that.
Of them.
Yeah. What are we doing this podcast for then?
No, we were good at this from the start.
Mm. We should do an episode
on... We just deleted the bad ones.
We should do an episode on wags. You know that picture of like Cheryl Cole
did.
And Victoria Beckham? No, we didn't.
We did Colleen and Rebecca.
Yeah, but that was just Colleen.
And Rebecca.
We need to talk about that whole
and
time.
Rebecca
yeah, well, Rebecca wasn't even really in that time.
Well,
she kind of
was. About her.
Yeah, no, but that was specifically about their scrap.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know,
OG
the photos
wags,
from like...
Footballers'
yeah,
wives.
Like, you're kind of getting off the beaten track. But yeah, we should also do an episode on Footballers' Wives. I wish they put Footballers' Wives on streaming services,
sitcom?
But they won't. No, it was kind of like a sexy dramedy. I remember I used to just be absolutely shocked because they'd be showing lads' arses and all. Like, they'd be showing the lads getting up out of bed after just riding their missus or like whoever they were riding in the meantime. And it'd be full arse camera. I was scandalised as a child. It was like drama. It was like a soapy kind of
I was
going to
say like Gavin and
drama.
Stacey, but it's
no,
the
it wasn't like
anything.
It was, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
we're
it wasn't that.
I was voted most likely to be a wag in 6 years.
It's kind of come true.
I'm not there, we'll see.
A few degrees of separation, like, it's not too late for Mark. Like, he could still he's just waiting on the call up, like, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not talking about any of the things we just talked about there on today's episode.
We're just killing time.
We're just
Lord
killing
is
time.
Boring as fuck.
No, she is not. How dare you? Like, you're gonna alienate so many of our listeners by saying that.
Do you know what? I listened to Soda Pair today for the first time. Very George Michael. It's George Michael freedom, isn't it?
It's very I don't know if it officially samples it, but it is very that vibe.
The exact same undertrack.
But it's like that, and then it's like Rock DJ.
Yes.
Someone said it sounds exactly like a Primal Scream.
She took the lyrics from Rock DJ.
Okay, she didn't take it.
No, but
she probably, like, that is a sample, I would say.
Yeah, I was like, why is she quoting Robbie Williams? That's a bit weird.
I think she said in an interview that she was just listening to
Can you
Robbie
kick
Williams.
It?
Yeah. Solar Power. Let's have a look on whosample.com. Lord. I liked it. Now I did listen to it and I was like, this is a bit it actually doesn't the lyric actually isn't from Rock DJ. This is how fucking uneducated we are.
He took it from someone else.
I think he took it from a tribe called Quest, because they have a song called Can I Kick It?
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that
but
is even
it was
true.
The timing and all
of it. Do you
know,
can I kick it? Yes, you can. Can I kick it?
I don't know.
How do you mean the timing of it?
It doesn't matter. yeah, no, I liked it. It's a very different sound for her, but the more I listen to it, the more I like it. What was the quote in that we should have done as the intro? It's like, I'm a prettier Jesus. I'm Jesus, but prettier. What is it?
I feel... it is sampled in Rock DJ. Okay, I had to clarify that because I just... Actually, that would have wrecked my brain. I feel like a prettier Jesus or whatever.
Yeah.
That was a bit... I was like, Lord, are you okay? Hang on, let me check.
I feel like that's a bit
her.
Of a joke. Maybe people have said that about her.
Blink three times when you feel it kicking in. Yeah, but you know what? When I heard it first, I was like, okay. And then I listened to it again. I was like, no, I get this. But because I feel like I was like that with Greenlight. I feel like I listened to Green Light and I feel like it never... When I first listened to it, I was like... I felt like it needed more, and then I listened to it again and I was like, what the fuck am I talking about? Yeah. It felt like it never came to a head for me, and then I listened to it again and I was like, no, it absolutely does.
Yeah. If Royals was the same, wasn't it? It was like, oh, I love this, it's something different, and now if I never hear that song again, I'd be so happy.
See, but I think that's just because of how overplayed it was.
Yeah.
Because I listened to Pure Heroin on the way in to try and like rejig my memory, because it's been a long time since I've listened to that in full, because it was such... like a time in life and a time in pop culture that it just became...
What year was it? Were we in college?
Everywhere.
I'm
kind of like a prettier Jesus is the lyric. I'm going to double check the year.
Yeah, that would have been a good
Royals
intro.
Now. I'm kind of... Yeah, but I feel like this is more accessible for the people who maybe fell off.
Yeah.
What year? 2013. So I think it was on her... So there was an EP she released before Pure Heroin. And I think it was called The Love Club.
Oh,
if
yeah,
I remember correctly.
That.
Oh yeah, you do. So it was on that, and then I think it was like re-released again.
Yeah.
With Love Club was 2012, and then Pure Heroin came 2013.
Yeah, it was like self-released through SoundCloud, and then they had to commercially release it in 2012, and then they had to commercially release the EP in 2013 because so many people had downloaded it from SoundCloud.
Gosh.
Yeah.
You'd be raging if you were SoundCloud.
Or it had been downloaded 60,000 times. So they signed her.
Quite, yeah. I was about to be like, that's not a lot. And then I was like, no, it kind of is, I suppose.
I don't know. I'm not on SoundCloud. What's the going rate there these days?
I have no idea what the going rate is, as you say yourself, but I think it would be a lot for SoundCloud. Anyway, talk to me about how she started.
Lordy,
and then
lordy.
And then we can debate more about why you think she's shy, even though she's not.
I don't think she's shy. I just don't care.
Okay, well, that's up to you too.
But that's, yeah, well, yeah. Do you know what her real name is? I ask you this a lot. She has a fucking whopper long name.
I didn't until I was researching earlier.
Ella Marie, I'm going to say it's Maria with a J. Lani Yellick O'Connor.
Who is her Irish relation? Lord Irish. Someone knows her. Lord Irish. IrishCentral.com. Pop star, Lord's Irish roots, individual style set her apart from her peers. Who is she related to now? Let's get into this.
O'Connor. That's a Wexford surname.
You can't claim everyone.
No, O'Connor is a Wexford surname.
You can't. It's not.
It is.
O'Connor is from everywhere, Bridget.
Yeah, but it's very common in Wexford.
Two things stunned me when I began my research. Who wrote this article? This article was written by Mike Farrer. She's only 17 and her real name is Ella Yellick O'Connor. She's one of us. Her strong will and refusal to be just another pop tart reminds you of a certain... I don't actually like the tone of this article. I've read this.
Pop tart.
Yeah, we do not... We are not misogynists in this house, please. It actually doesn't even explain if there's any...
Connection
to her actually being Irish.
There'd have to be with O'Connor. We're going to take it. Upset me to see that she was only 24.
Yeah, and when you kind of look back and realise how young she was, like, at the time.
Yeah.
Do you know? Yeah. It upsets me less that she's, like, my age now. Like, I'm happy for her.
She's a year younger than you.
Okay, yeah. There's nothing to be rude, like. She looks great.
She does
She's happy.
Great. Yeah, she's a beautiful looking gal.
When I look back now and realise, like, she was 16 and wrote all the lyrics on Pure Heroin and co-wrote, like, all of the music. For the standards of the album, it's just like incredible. Yeah. And the same with Melodrama. I know a lot of people argue that the album's better.
I think you need to be that talented at that age. No, actually, I'm being hypocritical to everything we said on the Billie Eilish episode, but I think you need to be that talented that young to actually be famous.
Well, I think Robin said that before. I remember so vividly reading a bit from her in Smash Hits magazine where Robin said... And I'm paraphrasing it, but I think it was more, she wasn't saying this as if it was true, but she was saying kind of this is what she'd been told, that if you hadn't made it by the time you're 20, like, you can forget about it, which I don't think is true.
Like,
and I don't think she does either.
Like, Justin Bieber, not a very talented person.
Rude.
I'm pretty sure I said this on that episode, but like, does not like a, not a genius songwriter, not a like an out of this world singer, just happened to be a very good looking teen. That had a very popular voice. You know what I mean? He got famous for being good looking. That girls fancied him, pretty much.
Yeah.
Being a heartthrob.
Yeah. To a degree. I'll agree to an extent there.
Yeah. Like, he's a good singer, but he's not.
Yeah, yeah. He's not
an extraordinary singer. Taylor Swift,
he's not
an extraordinary singer, but she has the songwriting and the music writing to back it up.
So. Yeah. I am going to walk back a couple of things that I said in the Billie Eilish episode, I think, having reflected on
Billie Eilish. She is the one, like, so talented from such a young age. Like, it's not trained into them. They just have it. And I think they're the people that deserve the accolades.
I will say, upon reviewing this though and looking back at Lorde's career, I'm kind of like, Billie is getting help from her brother though, from the production side.
No, they're both getting it. But Billie is like a genius up here. You know,
yeah,
she is.
Breeds a point on her brain. You can't
top of my temple. She's a genius. Yeah. Well, when you watch her doc, it's all going on in her head.
Yeah, I think maybe the reason I was maybe very critical of Billie though is probably just because I had Lorde and I got Lorde, and I suppose I'm too old now
for Billie
to really get like, I get it on a surface level, but from a fan thing, no, not yet.
I think you need to watch the doc. You'll hate her, but you'll understand it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, but then I don't want to watch it and hate her, because I don't hate her at the minute. She's
No, it's not about hating her or liking her.
I think I questioned her artistry and like her the potential longevity of her career when like she's following a very similar trajectory to Lorde, and I'm about to sit here now and like, I think so. I think in terms of like how they at their very start, they were kind of heralded as like the new pop thing, the new face of pop, like redefining what it means to be a pop artist, what it means to be a pop star.
Yeah.
Like, I think their artistry is very different, but also has a lot of similarities. And from an aesthetic perspective,
dark and broody, kind of.
Yeah, it borrows some things. I don't think they're exactly alike, but yeah, that's just the point I wanted to make. I think when I was thinking about it, I was like, I was probably pretty harsh on Billie, but I just think it's more like that. It's not for me.
I would never have made that comparison, but I find it interesting.
There you go. Oh, God. Now, talk to me about how she started.
Yeah, so she's known as Lorde, obviously. She's a New Zealand singer-songwriter, and taking inspiration from aristocracy for her stage name, she is known for employing unconventional musical styles and introspective songwriting, much like Billie.
Well, like, again, that's not like a lot of people do that, you know what I mean? Like, I think everyone had like, yeah, you could argue like Olivia Rodrigo is the same, but like kind of delivers it in a different way, you know. Did we do an Olivia Rodrigo episode?
Yes.
Oh yeah, we did. Fucking hell,
not
sorry,
that long ago. We should have, like, it was premature, I think, now looking back.
Oh, we didn't do it after the album.
We did it at Driver's License. Before
we were ahead of the curve. It's fine. Should
we
do
ahead of the curve, yeah.
We'll do part two. We should have done
she only had driver's license at the time, I think.
It's fine. Here, don't worry about it.
In November 2012, we just spoke about this, but the singer self-released her EP through SoundCloud. Her SoundCloud account for free downloads. And UMG commercially released The Love Club in March 2013 after it had been downloaded 60,000 times, which signaled that Lorde had attracted a range of audiences. It peaked at number 2. If you can hear that noise, that's just Fionnuala getting another eye wipe to wash her eyeballs.
You can't hear it.
You absolutely can.
I need to. I'm just so much pollen on my face.
Shane's delighted to give you them, I'd say.
I'll buy another packet, Shane. Stop crying.
The EP peaked at number 2 in New Zealand and Australia. Royals came from that EP, and it helped her rise prominence after it became a critical and commercial success, selling more than 10 million units worldwide. It peaked at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100, making Lorde, who was then only 16, the youngest artist to earn a number 1 single in the US.
Signal.
Did I say Signal?
Kind of.
Single in the US since Tiffany with
I Think We're Alone Now.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what it was in 1987.
Oh, so you're actually not even.
Well, what other songs did Tiffany have?
Children Behave. No idea. Let's Google Tiffany discography.
Tiffany is turning in her grave.
She's not dead, Breed. Stop. She is. Oh, she's definitely. Okay, yeah, she's not dead. I had to check that.
It had to have been that, wouldn't it?
I'd say so, yeah. Anyway, is that it?
No.
Right.
And she, Lorde, has since been certified diamond by the RIAA. The track won 2 Grammy Awards for Best Solo Pop Performance and Song of the Year at the 56th ceremony.
Some gal.
What a gal. What a debut.
Yeah, so we were just starting college when that came out.
I'm trying to remember what part of my life it soundtracked. Like, do you know,
college.
It would have been first year in college. Interesting. Did they play it in nightclubs and stuff?
Like they probably did like fucking dubstep remixes or something. Yeah, we were not there. I was probably doing Club Conroe. You fucking losing my mind, wanting to go home.
You love the Conroe, don't you? Stare at me.
No disrespect to the Conroe. I just hate Breed. I don't hate Irish.
Speak to you in Irish.
I just hate Breed. I just, all I wanted was my chicken nuggets and my taxi.
I've brought you to the Conroe like twice.
I know. I'm only taking the piss, for God's sake. What was I going to say? Yeah, it would have been the start of college. Because I remember this was just like the songs that defined it for me, because it was like when I started streaming music, because like you got to college and everyone had fucking Spotify.
Yeah,
seemingly.
That's when you get it.
And I remember it was like that, Take Me to Church.
Yes.
What else?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up. What was it? 2013.
And I remember didn't like it, liked it, and then it got so overplayed.
Blurred Lines.
Oh,
Roar, Katy Perry.
Didn't this really.
This seems wrong, doesn't it?
We need to Katy
Impossible
Perry.
Impossible, James Arthur. This is the start of the year. Scream and Shout.
Scream and Shout, fair.
Thrift Shop.
Oh, yeah, let's not.
Let Her Go, Passenger.
Christ.
High Hopes, Code of Line. That was my graduation song. Just Give Me a Reason. Pompeii was a big one.
Yeah.
Get Lucky, Blurred Lines, Wake Me Up, Roar.
Get Lucky, oh my God. Yes, it was, yeah.
Roar, Royals, Wings by Birdie, Royals, again, Dota, Story of My Life, One Direction, The Monster, Eminem featuring Rihanna, Somewhere Only We Know, Lily Allen, Skyscraper by Sam Bailey.
Would you stop now? Don't bring Sam Bailey. She's been through enough.
What a list. It ends with Sam Bailey.
Jesus, poor Sam Bailey.
They were the number one singles in Ireland.
I remember kind of hearing that and just being like, hearing Royals and being very interested in her though, because it was so different.
Sorry,
I remember.
I'm still thinking about Sam Bailey.
We're not doing an episode on Sam Bailey and stop laughing.
Not yet.
Unless she.
Well, no, that's for the live.
Yeah. You guys are in for a treat. We're not doing Sam Bailey.
She's coming.
She's not coming to the show either. Just stop. And I remember looking up the video for Tennis Court. Have you seen that?
I only heard it in the car on the way in.
It's like a single shot thing. And it's, have you never heard the song before?
No, I don't really follow. Like, I don't know Lorde. I know like three songs and that's it.
So like you liked Royals and then you dipped out.
I liked Royals. I loved Green Light.
You didn't listen to the album?
No.
Didn't listen to Melodrama?
No.
Why?
I'm just not a big album listener. Unless I really like, I only got back into listening to albums like this year, I would say.
You were very into Chromatica.
No.
Well, initially.
No. That was my housemate.
Oh, okay.
That was the Alexa. No, and what was the third one? Team.
Yeah, Team is good.
They're the three I know. Greenlight was a big moment for me in my head because it was the moment Nick and Jess kissed in the elevator in New Girl, and that's the song that plays when they kiss for the first time.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
They get into the elevator. It's the end of an episode and green light starts playing. The doors close. They go down the elevator. It opens. They're on the bottom floor. The doors open and they're like shifting and green light is like playing and then it ends. And it's the end of one of the seasons.
Don't end of season six.
Quiz me on sitcom soundtracks.
That's not the first time they kissed, though.
Maybe
it's
when they get back together.
Yeah, no, it's not the first time they kiss.
It's when they get back together and
the first time they kiss
is
in the apartment and it's like palpably horny. Like it's just.
Is this the last they kiss and then it's the time jump and then they come back and they're like a couple? Spoilers.
It could be, yeah. Oh, for Christ, Shane.
No. It happened like 10 years ago.
Yeah, actually, sorry if you are just. Anyway.
Isn't it? Maybe.
But that's not the end of the series.
No, but it's it plays over a significant moment in
Jeff's. Yeah.
Jeff's. My name is Jeff.
Okay, interesting. No, so the Tennis Court video is like, it's just her looking at the camera and she's wearing like dark lipstick. It's actually not really that impressive, but it was like, again, it was kind of like, it was really simple, kind of none of these like bells and whistles that were kind of you'd have associated with pop stars at the time, and you still do. You know, that kind of, like, you're looking at, like, if you're to take Katy Perry, who's obviously like well into it. Don't start. Do not start. Katy Perry is the name for a perfume.
Katy Perry is the cat impersonator of Katy Perry.
Like if you were to look at even that, what was that album called? Prism. If you're to look at even that whole album rollout and the fact that like Roar, like that mad video where she's like lost. Do you know what I mean? And that's not like to say one is better than the other, but it was like very different. I feel like we had the same conversation when, you know, when Sigurd came out. I don't know if you had this.
Yeah.
But like chatting to people who'd be like, oh, sure, isn't it great that she doesn't wear a lot of makeup?
That
or
was,
like,
was it me that you had this conversation with?
I'm like, no, but I don't think you said it in like
jeans and a t-shirt. I just loved how cool
it
she was.
It was just, yeah, that it was just kind of like, it was very like, yeah, like kind of pared back. But it was still, you listen to it and it's like pop, like yeah. Pop.
It's all about the music.
Yeah, like I would have had conversations, mainly with men, I'm going to be honest, where they were like, oh, like, she doesn't need the makeup. And it's like, that's not the point. Like, you yeah. don't have to, like... Anyway, it's not a compare and contrast thing, but it is like, I just remember being like, there is something very different and kind of compelling about her, and especially for that age. And even if you were to think about what she sang about, I think she captured a time in people's lives very well. Like that kind of teenage, like not really caring, but also everything is the most important thing to you at that moment in time. And like the people you spend your time with, like you're going to go to the ends of the earth for them. Whereas, like, that's not.
Too sour.
Have I listened? Not yet.
Oh.
Why?
I think you're going to get the same from this. But, like.
Oh, I'd imagine so. Yeah.
From that, yeah.
But that, and that's a specific thing of, like, that kind of teenage being in love with someone. Like,
yeah.
Well, I think kind of Lord, especially like that kind of summer vibe, like you're at a party, like you're at a party, you're staying out later because you're kind of like on that cusp of. Like adulthood, but not really. You think you're way more grown up than you are, but you still want to go home to your mom.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, I cycle into town, not to drop that in, but I listen to Pure Air on the way.
The bike is gone.
Yeah, Shane, is my bike still there?
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's not even. Fuck's sake, it's gone.
Shane's
anyway.
Supposed to be on bike watch.
He's not on bike watch. He's
click
just
clacking away on the laptop.
Click clacking away, yeah. What was I saying? So, yeah, and, like, I was listening back to it, and I still think, like, the singles are really strong. The album tracks, I'm kind of like, not that I don't really care about them, but again, there's a bit of it where I'm like, I'm kind of too old for this. Or similarly, where yeah. it's kind of like still too raw that it's like, I can't really listen to this that often. Have you listened to Ribs?
No.
Ribs is.
Who's that?
By Lord.
Oh. I said Birdie.
I'm sick of you. We're not doing a Birdie episode either. It's on Pure Heroin.
I'm not even a fan of Birdie. I don't know.
But
why.
Like, everyone kind of singles that out as like another really strong album track off it, because it's just very, she's very good at like world building, and you're like there in yeah. the world with her, even though like I've never been to New Zealand, like I've no idea what it's like to, or what it was like to be around her friends in that kind of yeah. heat or whatever, but it's still, you can feel it, like, and you can almost bring yourself into like the summer she had and stuff.
Cool.
But even the way she took the piss out of like rap music and stuff, you know, like the whole everybody's like Krista Maybeck, diamonds on your timepiece, like, and kind of being yeah. like, none of that is relatable to me. And that was what she said, because she was like, we'd be listening to this music. It wasn't necessarily a criticism of it, but she was like, we'd be listening to this music
yeah.
and we'd be like in our friends' houses, like looking through like the cupboards in the kitchen, trying to figure out, not that I'm describing this as if she's crying poor mouth, she's not, but as in like they were just too lazy to cook and like couldn't afford takeout because like they were teenagers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like the music that was like popular and like all their kind of peers were listening to was like this rap, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I love Team as well. Team is very good.
Team is so good.
Buzzcut Season, also very good.
I feel like I know that. No, I don't.
I think you would know it if you heard it.
I'm thinking of that one you used to sing, Blood Buzz.
Oh, you are. The Blood Buzz, that's by The National. Different
yeah,
band.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? 400 Lux, also good.
We get it, you're a fan.
I do like her quite a lot. She never played Ireland, though.
Has she not?
No, Desperate.
Not even.
No.
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 Not even EP?
No.
Interesting.
Me and Shane, not producer Shane, but my other friend Shane, are gonna go whenever she comes.
Should
be soon, hopefully.
me and well, my you, Shane will go.
Well, sorry, yeah. You don't even like her.
Yeah, but I would like to be brought along to things.
What did Pure Heroin get on Pitchfork?
Oh,
so they do like
a Rotten Tomatoes kind of thing.
They do like it 0.0 out of 10.0.
You know, that kind of way. I'm
going to
give it an 8.6. 7.3. Oh.
Which would still be very good by their standards.
Yeah.
On her debut album.
You have Pure Heroin, do you?
No, you have pure iron. Yeah, oh yeah, we haven't even really talked about that, have we?
No.
Oh yeah, sorry. Well, I'll just read this from Pitchfork on this. So this was October 3rd, 2013. On her debut album, 16-year-old New Zealand singer-songwriter Ella Yelick O'Connor, a.k.a. Lord, has announced herself as a correspondent on the front lines of elegantly wasted post-digital youth culture and working-class suburban boredom. Pure Heroin is a collection of throbbing, moody, menacingly anaesthetised. How do you pronounce it?
I can never say it. My sister-in-law's an anaesthetized
pop. Anyway, you got the idea.
Yeah, that was about Pure Heroin, was it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk about it then again?
I do want you to talk about Pure Heroin, yeah.
So her this is her debut studio album, which Royals was re-released on. And it did very well. It would appear on several year-end album lists. It received considerable attention for its portrayal of suburban teenage disillusionment and critiques of mainstream culture, which you just said. Mm-hmm. In the US, the album exceeded sales of 1 million copies in February 2014, becoming the first debut album by a female artist since Adele's 2008 album 19 to achieve the feat. Pure Heroin earned a Grammy nomination for Best Vocal Album and has sold 4 million copies worldwide as of May 2017. I don't know what it is now. The three other singles were released from the album. Tennis Court reached number one in New Zealand, while Team charted at number six in the US, and Glory and Gore was released exclusively to US radio.
Interesting. Interesting.
She signed a publishing deal with Songs Music Publishing worth reported $2.5 million after a bidding war between companies, including Sony Music and her label UMG.
Christ, can you imagine?
And she was on the Hunger Games soundtrack.
Yeah, Yellow Flicker Beat.
Everybody
and
Wants to Rule the World.
Oh, that as well. But what was the Yellow Flicker? Was that Catching Fire?
Yes.
Do you know? And this is the red, orange, yellow flicker beat sparking up my heart. This is the start. Because Everybody Wants to Rule the World was a cover. This is Mockingjay Part 1.
Oh yeah, she did the cover on Catching Fire.
Kanye did a remix of it and it's so good.
Oh yeah,
it's like, but it's like kind of scary but like good, but like it's just, I'm describing it badly but it's good. Billboard did a piece on, like, in 2019 songs that define the decade, and they have Royals down as one of them.
Yeah, I did that.
Very good essay if people want to read that, because it was Joel Little she worked with. Who else has Joel Little worked with?
Stuart?
No, not Stuart. Oh, he's from New Zealand as well, right? Oh, he's done like...
Was he the guy she met in college?
Taylor Swift, Brood, Sam Smith, Imagine Dragons, Ellie Goulding, Jonas Brothers, Khalid, Shawn Mendes, Marina Diamandis. Her new album is supposed to be excellent. I have not listened yet. I'm trying to find specific songs. Oh, do you know that song Only the Young that Taylor Swift did for the documentary?
Yeah,
that's what he worked on her with. And he did You Need to Calm Down, The Man, Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Kid. Anything else?
That Only the Young song is very catchy, considering it's only literally like when the credits roll in on the documentary or something, isn't it?
Yeah. Very good. Should have released it. Right, I don't really recognise any of the rest of them. That's on Billboard if you want to read that. It's very good. And then came Melodrama.
I'll give her props for her album titles.
Okay, why?
I enjoy them.
Okay.
Like, they're good.
Yeah. What do you think Melodrama got on Pitchfork?
7.2?
No, higher.
Oh, 7.9?
Higher.
8.3?
Higher again.
9?
No, 8.8.
Oh.
Lord captures emotions like none other. Her second album is a masterful study of being a young woman, a sleek and humid pop record full of grief and hedonism, crafted with the utmost care and wisdom.
Maybe I'm just too aloof for Lord.
Potentially, yeah. So this came 4 years after Pure Heroin. It was released in 2017. So that she'd already kind of started, not a trend, but a trend for her of like having these huge gaps between albums and like building this kind of insane level of anticipation.
Yeah.
And I think Melodrama is where it was solidified, because people, even if you didn't and even if it passed you by, people fucking loved this.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This album.
No, I remember. I know people are mad, like sitting waiting for her to do things all the time.
Following the breakthrough success of her debut album, Lorde retreated from the spotlight and travelled between New Zealand and the United States to examine the world around her. Initially inspired by her disillusionment with fame, she wrote Melodrama to capture heartbreak and solitude after her first breakup. And who did she choose as her main collaborator for the album?
A boy or a girl?
A boy.
Joe Jonas. Sam Smith.
I can't tell if you're actually taking the... This is painfully obvious.
Sorry, Lorde.
We've spoken about this in the last...
Joe Little.
No.
What are you talking about?
Jack Antonoff.
Oh, sorry. How is it painfully obvious?
Because it's literally one of the other points I'm talking about. She did work with this. She did work with Joe Little on this as well. I think so anyway. Greenlight. Do you remember Perfect Places?
No. Oh, I heard it on the way in.
Good. Very good. Homemade Dynamite. Dynamite.
Yeah. Good.
Blowing shit up with
I've only heard these songs the first time today. I'm only a newborn Lorde fan.
The album was Lorde's first number one in the United States and Canada, and also peaked atop the charts in Australia and New Zealand. It received gold or platinum certifications in the said countries and the United Kingdom, and received widespread acclaim from contemporary critics. It won a New Zealand Music Award for Album of the Year and received a nomination for Album of the Year at the 60th Annual Grammy Awards in 2018. I'm going to find out what beat it right now, and I'm going to get you to guess. Oh my God.
What was the category?
Just scroll down. Album.
Album like of the Year at the Grammys.
Hang on. Let me get here first. Hang on. I remember this. Yeah, people went fucking apeshit over this.
This fucking, was like, what's his name?
This was like a big category, right? This was, and she was the only, if I'm looking at this correctly, yeah, she was the only woman nominated, right?
Yeah. Was this the controversial year?
Well, there's been a lot of controversial years, I'm going to be honest. But this was this is definitely up there, especially if you're to talk among, because there was a lot, there was two big rap and R&B albums up that people like are still angry that they didn't win. It wasn't just Lorde, like.
Yeah, no, who was it that, one that everyone absolutely went mad about? Some lad. My brain is saying James Blunt, but it's not James Blunt.
It's not James Blunt.
No, I know it's not James Blunt.
You're not even in the same ballpark. You're so
Well, then I don't know.
Bruno Mars.
Oh.
24 Karat Magic.
Sorry, Bruno Mars is one of those people that deserves to be famous.
Yeah, I don't think
he's so talented.
Yeah, no, he is. But like, let's consider the other. Yeah, exactly, as an album, and let's consider the other nominations. So the other nominations were "Awaken My Love," Childish Gambino.
Okay.
Wake up feeling.
I love Childish Gambino.
444, Jay-Z. It was critically acclaimed. I'd never listened to it. I don't care. Damn, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh yeah,
that
should have won. Really, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and then Melodrama, Lorde.
Who was I thinking of?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know what planet you were on. Truly, to be honest. That you were even thinking James Blunt would be in the conversation.
It's not James Blunt, but there's a guy. It's like two names. It's like a name, but like it's like James Blunt, but it's not. It's a guy's name. He won an award one year and everyone went absolutely batshit.
I've no idea what to do. You Google away there and I'll keep talking about Melodrama.
Any idea, Shane?
Why are you asking Shane?
Because sometimes he's like, he's on my level.
So yeah, in the meantime, after like the big breakout, she did Yellow Flicker Beat. That went down well with people. She kind of, I don't want to say she like fell off the face of the earth, because she didn't. She was on Disclosure's album. She did that song Magnets, which I forgot about, but this has reminded me.
Is it good?
It's okay. Well, it's a good song. The album is like all right. So the boyfriend that inspired this album, or the breakup, was James Lowe. They'd been together for 3 years. She was only a child though. And she confirmed their breakup following the release of Greenlight, which is obviously the lead single. She said the breakup led to her indulging in heavy drinking and noticing there was an element of escapism and exploration in doing so. Lord eventually replied to a comment on her Instagram account in late August 2016 that she completed the writing process of Melodrama, still untitled at that time, and that she was in the production stages. And then she released it later that year.
I don't know how I'm going to find this. I have no information about this person.
Think harder.
Other than that, they're male and they won an award once and everyone was like, why the fuck did they win it?
Like, what kind of genre are you thinking?
I don't even know what songs they sing.
This is going to annoy me now. I wish you hadn't said it.
Oh, believe me, I'm the only one suffering here.
The artwork was painted by an American abstract painter named Sam McInnes. And they communicated via email to get the picture. He had like a painting in his studio of Prince's, the cover Prince's Purple Rain. So she took like inspiration from that and a painting he had of Lil' Kim and said basically she wanted this like kind of teenage, like restless Renaissance kind of style painting. I love the cover. I think it's so nice. So good. Two influences she cites, Kate Bush and Sinead O'Connor. Sinead O'Connor's book is supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of good things
about it. I keep hearing that everywhere. Lord and Antonoff met in early 2014 at a Grammy after party and later had several exploratory writing sessions before Lord hired him as the main co-writer on the album. And then they worked together in his studio. Like, his like blueprint is all over this. Some critics consider Melodrama as a loose concept album. And Lord has said that she kind of feels the same, that it's not like, do you know the way, like, it's not very structured, but it kind of follows the framework of a house party and the events and moods that ensue.
Which
is very interesting. According to the singer, the album's shift in narrative focuses on I, in contrast with Pure Heroine's inclusion of we and us. And she said she kind of wanted to showcase contrast, going from big and grand to really tiny and intimate, which I think, if you've listened to both of them, you would agree. And she also drew inspiration from Paul Simon's Graceland, which is very interesting.
Weird. Not weird, but I would never have guessed that.
It's a fucking great album. Greenlight is so good.
Sorry, now you've lost me to this Google rabbit hole. I'm going to have to put it away and just get someone to text me.
Guess who she co-wrote Homemade Dynamite with? I didn't know this.
Who?
Tove Lo.
Oh.
But then when you kind of think about it, you're like, oh yeah. The Louvre was inspired by Frank Ocean's Blonde. Great album. And I'm trying to think of the other good songs. Sober is very good. I love Supercut on that album. God, the whole album is so good. I can't wait to listen to this on the cycle home. Extremely good.
Sorry, I'm packing it away now.
Extremely good.
I tried my best. I can't find it.
On Jack Antonoff, though, will we talk about the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so basically, there was a fan theory that Lord Jack Antonoff were, potentially still are. I don't think they are.
A thing.
I'm kind of not sure if they ever were. Maybe they shagged. I kind of maybe don't think it went any further than that. But basically, there was a fan theory that the two of them were dating around...
Did you see this on the talk?
2018.
This seems like something you'd see on the talk.
It's on... Well, yeah, it's regularly referenced on the talk, but this has been going on since... Like, the PowerPoint was made in 2017, 2018.
Okay.
So this is from Mashable. Oh, actually, they've credited this person as well. So the person is at Buzz Killery.
I love how just Hillary. Because it's in a present or a PowerPoint that people are like, yeah, it holds, it carries some weight.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't think this person is claiming that it's... I think it kind of started as a joke.
Yeah.
And it still is a joke. But I do think, like, if you're in the fandom, you probably take it very literally. Mm. So they basically made this PowerPoint presentation revolving around rumours. Because I think these rumours had been ongoing. And I think she just tried to add two and two together and put a PowerPoint together about it.
Okay.
About the two of them being together. So she tweeted... I recently made a claim that Lord and Jack Antonoff are together, and it's taken me on a strange journey to the truth, which I present to you in the way I best express myself, PowerPoint. this tweet is unavailable. Oh, she deleted it. Of course she did. Listen, I'm fully aware of what Lorde says the album is about and what each song is about. So do not come at me with what, with that. What is she going to say? Lol, yeah, it's about how we were banging behind Lena's back, she wrote. Important context, Antonoff was until very recently dating Lena Dunham. Fun fact, Taylor Swift's song, I think we might have said this on the Taylor Swift album, but for anyone who doesn't know, the song You Are In Love,
yeah,
is inspired by Jack Antonoff and Lena Dunham's relationship at the time.
Oh.
So there you go.
I don't know that song.
Hillary brings a critical point to the conversation. People don't mess with public figures that moonlight as homewreckers, which means, according to Hillary, that while centering the narrative of melodrama around a house party might have been the original intent, it's definitely not what the Grammy-nominated album ended up being about. It's all proven in over 20 slides, jam-packed with all the information you need to come to the conclusion. Oh, I think I can still get it. Yeah, I still have it up here now. So the PowerPoint is called Lorde and Jack Antonoff, An Emotionally Broken Journey, or Lorde and Jack Antonoff 100% were / are being shady, are death boning if nothing else. Lena sucks too, but this is bullshit and the people deserve the truth. So there's the disclaimer, executive summary, key players, Lorde. The first bullet point
how
says...
How many slides?
20.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to read them all. The first bullet point.
I wish you wouldn't.
The first bullet point is, y'all, I stand Lorde so hard before I started this journey, but I feel very weird now. Second bullet point, age 21. Third bullet point, she's from New Zealand. Y'all knew that. Fourth bullet point, did you know she's dual citizenship with Croatia though? I didn't. And then a note at the end. Lorde recently participated in the birth of her best friend's child. Stans are insane. Okay, so I think at the time why this was potentially controversial was like he was, Jack is 13 years older than her.
Oh, and she was only a young one.
Yeah. He dated Scarlett Johansson. I didn't know that.
Is he very good looking? Let me look him up.
He is in a specific way, but I absolutely...
This is like, is he good looking or is he just talented?
I'd say he's good at shagging though, like.
No, yeah,
he writes enough songs about it, like, you know.
I've seen this man before. Yeah, but like boys are all talk, really.
Has won 3 out of 9 Grammy nominations.
What, was he in a band?
The last bullet point. He was in Bleachers. No, Bleachers is his band. He was in Fun. He was in Fun.
Fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last bullet point on this Jack Antonoff slide. In 2014, he said he was desperate for kids, so I am now living in fear he will impregnate the Lorde. Key players, Lena Dunham.
I hate his glasses.
I like them. It kind of goes into it because see this was the awkward thing because Lorde was like in Taylor Swift's squad and so was Lena and like obviously Taylor okay. like works so closely with Jack sure and there's then. This whole theory that you know the love triangle on what the fuck is the album called Folklore
yeah but about like with the Reynolds
Betty
kids.
And Betty. That's actually about
these three
yeah
but sure that's set in a high school.
I know, but like, I mean, we can all use
hypothetically.
Fucking,
but yeah. Then, like, any sound could be applied to any situation.
I know, but apparently if you watch... Did you watch the Long Pond Sessions?
No.
So, like, that's, like, a documentary
anything
kind of...
Anything that has long in the title, I'm yeah. not watching.
Well, it's like Taylor playing the songs live alongside Antonoff and the other fella, what's his name? The...
No idea.
The Dessner brother, whichever it is. Aaron, could be. It's not Bryce, but it's the three of them talking
like
about the album.
It's your favourite team on fucking University Challenge here, isn't it?
Me?
Yeah.
I love this, honestly. Oh, inject it into my eyes. But anyway, they're talking about it. And like,
do people have favourite teams on University Challenge?
No, you're thinking of Mastermind, yeah. What would your mastermind subject be?
I asked Mark this last week. I don't think I'm good enough. I think I'd know a little bit about everything, but not enough about anything.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's one moment where they're talking about the love triangle and Taylor is making like really like fans of again they're kind of putting two and two together. There's no actual proof but it's kind of if you watch like the chemistry between them when she's talking about it, Jack is kind of like very non-committal about everything. So who knows, again people read a lot into it. They actually have Taylor Swift listed as a minor player in this PowerPoint as well as her ex James Lowe. But I fucking dare you to tell me these people are not emotionally and or physically fucking. And there's loads of evidence. As I said, I won't get into it, but I will share it on our Instagram. They kind of have a timeline of, so Jack and Lena broke up in 2017. They'd been dating for 5 years. he was then reported to be dating someone new in 2018 and that they were a musician. And there's loads of photos of them being like really, really close. And even like performances where she like brings him out. It's really like...
intense.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Like it picks apart this album that if you look at it, you'll probably never look at them the same way. You'll never look at the album the same way. I'm just going to see what's on the last side here, see if it's anything. Oh no, it is only, hang on. Oh, the last two are just like, I'm going to turn the laptop show to you, but it's literally like,
oh my God, Charlie Kelly,
in the post office. Where does the mail go? In conclusion,
what's the name of that?
Here's the in conclusion. Can all dudes please stop praying on Lord? It is a confusing timeline, but as far as I can tell, Lord and Jack started fucking April 2016, which carries through the summer. Lots of drama, lots of hate sex, lots of pouring out of hearts. The album is released in June 2017. Jack and Lena begin the process of breaking up, which culminates in a public breakup in December 2017. These assholes have been together since January of this year and think they're being sneaky. Lena got to keep Taylor Swift in the friend breakup, which I'm not sure is a win. I'm angry at everyone involved, but especially Sonia. I don't know who Sonia is referenced in this. But the fun fact, the fun circle moment about that is, Lord was originally approached about opening for Taylor on one of her tours around that time, and Lord said no.
Oh, why would you say no?
This was before they were friends. I don't know. She knew she didn't need her.
Yeah, but still, why would you say no to that?
She didn't need her. Didn't even notice. Do you know she also has an Instagram account where she reviews onion rings?
Did you tell me this recently?
I told you this recently, yeah, because I said I was going to cover it for the podcast.
Yes.
And she's actually revived it, presumably in a bid to let people know that
onion
she's
rings
going
the crisps
back.
Or onion rings the fried onions?
No, the fried onions.
Okay.
So she,
I'm listening.
So she's had an account and it's at Onion Rings Worldwide where she reviews onion rings she encounters, obviously. She started in 2017. She started in 2017, I think, yeah. But she stopped posting about it after it was revealed she was buying it. And then... was it the end of last year? Yeah, at the end of 2020, she put up four new posts kind of out of nowhere. And she said in a post, this reviewer stopped ordering onion rings after her identity was leaked to the press in the great debacle of 2017. I get a smile and a wink from wait staff. It got embarrassing, you know, but it occurred to me that some things are too good to let the internet spoil. New reviews include rings from Fur Burger in Queenstown, Great Crunch, full distinct rings, 4.5 out of 5, and Krusty Krab in Russell. In brackets, really good ring, sort of a reconstituted onion pulp situation, but it conjured a Proustian nostalgia for days past, 3.5 out of 5. What's the best onion ring you've ever eaten?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't really order onion rings anymore. What's the best onion ring I've ever eaten? I don't think I can answer that.
Oh, well, I can. Lemon Tree do onion rings and they're coated in like spice bag batter.
Oh, baby.
They are fucking ridiculous.
Lemon Tree I've yet to miss.
They're so good. Lemon Tree, don't miss. Get the satay noodle box. You'll be absolutely delighted with yourself. And then we move on to this upcoming third album. We talked about Solar Priority.
Mm-hmm. What's the album called?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
We do not have an official release
for
it.
Do you want to take a guess?
I would imagine it's probably going to be called Solar Power.
Okay.
Or it might be named after her dog that died because she was very...
Solar Power is way better.
She was very inspired. Like the dog was like her muse. And that's why the album was as delayed as it was as well. She'd been working on it and then I think it was 2019 she kind of came back on social media to tell fans that the album was going to be delayed because her dog died. What is her dog's name? Pearl came into my life in 2018 and almost immediately changed everything for me. As anyone who has had the pleasure of raising a dog can understand, my life grew exponentially. Pearl brought an immeasurable amount of joy and purpose into my world. Just kind of went on and said she was inseparable and said that her death was very painful and everything else. And then following that, she went to Antarctica. Like, she did everything bar work on the album, seemingly.
Yeah.
She went, I think, to learn about climate change, and she's writing a book about it as well. Oh, sorry, this is the thing. So she said the third album title is actually inspired by this trip to Antarctica, which is gas, because literally the opening lyrics to Solar Power are like, I hate the winter, I hate the cold.
Interesting.
So she hasn't revealed it, but she says... just coming back from that trip, I thought this is what it is. And she's releasing a new 100-page photo book to go along with it. It's called Going South.
There's fucking nothing in Antarctica.
It documents her experience visiting the continent of Antarctica in January 2019 with photos taken by New Zealand photographer Harriet Weir. All proceeds from the book will be used to fund a postgraduate scholarship created by Antarctica New Zealand government agency. So there you go. In terms of anything else that she has said about the album, she did an interview with Zane Lowe on his Apple Music show, because he's obviously from New Zealand as well, and they were saying about how like solar power just sounds so much like a New Zealand summer. Mm. Do you know who does backing vocals?
It sounds very culty, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I think that's kind of the vibe. She said like that it's kind of the Primal Scream song I was on, but was Loaded as well. She said it's kind of, I don't know if this is like the theme of the album, but like, did you watch the video?
No.
Well, it's kind of like she's on an island and there's all these kind of weird characters. It still is kind of like that culty vibe. What's the Leonardo DiCaprio movie? The Beach kind of vibe.
Okay.
And she kind of says that like this is the intro to her talking about this like world and these people and introducing these characters. Phoebe Bridgers, another longtime Antonoff collaborator, she does background vocals on it, as does Claro.
Okay.
And they sample cicadas in the song. You know, like those crickets that make, they're not crickets, they're kind of like crickets, they make like noise in the summer. We don't have them in Ireland, I don't think. Maybe we do.
Okay.
And have you ever heard the Flume remix of Tennis Court? You should listen to that. Get it, you're mad pumped. They played it on, no, it's so good. They played it on, Stephen Byrne played it on his show Sunday, as like his off the beaten track, because it's not on streaming services, but it is on YouTube for some reason. And Flume samples a neighing horse in that song.
Okay.
So there you go.
We're getting creative out here.
Yeah. Very creative. No word on when the album is coming. What do you think of the single cover? It's just her ass, like.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well. Like, what a way to come back.
Yeah, here's
I'll try and find some of the memes and I'll also put them on.
Yeah, dude, they've been very funny.
If you have any tips on how to convince Breed to get on the bandwagon for Lord a bit more, please don't hesitate to contact me.
Do DM Fionnuala about it. Do you know when you know you've really made it though, is when you make it into a South Park episode.
I forgot this.
So she was, they kind of wrote her into the show. They didn't write her into the show, but in 2014, South Park aired an episode in which it emerged that Lord was in fact 45-year-old geologist Randy Marsh, Stan's dad.
Yes.
So they were saying Stan's dad was Lord all this time, apparently. And it was like, it was a two episode arc. It started in The Sissy is the name of the episode, and then it concludes in like Gluten Free Ebola is the name of the next episode, and it features a fictional Lord song called Push and brackets Feel Good on a Wednesday. And the song was written and recorded by Sia, I think. Maybe not written, but Sia sang the vocals for it.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. But Lord loved it. Well, I don't know if she loved it. She's like, I don't really watch South Park, I don't really get this humour, I can't tell if you're taking the piss out of me, but I kind of like it. And basically,
a good sport.
Yeah, basically he just goes around. This could have been our intro. If you watch the clip, it's just like, I'm Lord, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm Lord, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That and is how you know you've made it though.
Just
like,
him with a dress with a mustache going, I'm Lord, yeah, 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 I'm Lord.
And here, it's still better than what they did to Kanye West, like.
Yeah.
He got a terrible
job. Kanye was not happy at all. Lord said, she tweeted, I have officially been the subject of two South Park episodes and that is weird and cool. I don't actually watch South Park, but from what I can tell, Sia was involved and someone's mum said something really nice about me. Score. So yeah, everyone's happy.
There you go.
And that was Lord, guys.
And that was Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Nicely
That's
done.
What we should have done.
That is nicely done.
What do people send you from your bandwagons?
I'm about to get them up here now.
My neck is sore from sitting in a chair. Probably incorrectly.
Right.
Shane, sorry, I don't think I've been on mic for this entire episode because I've just been moving around. I'm like, you know.
Oh, I'm like so close to being horizontal.
Who's the lad in Noddy that just has like a, it's like a round, it's like a spherical base. Do you know what I mean?
Are you talking about the weevils? Weevils wobble but they don't fall down.
Yeah.
Weevils wobble but they don't
That's
fall down.
That's what I'm like. I just have to be moving all the time.
Okay, let's scroll to the bottom and work our way up. Half of the Dublin Huns flying to Turkey for cheap gastric bands.
Not a bandwagon, we want to be on. Let's just say if we want to be on the bandwagon or off the bandwagon off. With them, will we? Okay,
yeah,
off.
We do not. Maybe we don't need to comment on it.
Yeah, just say on or off.
Or, okay, Breaking Bones seems like everyone has recently.
1, 2, 3, off.
The Euros, I know you gals love the sport. 1, 2, 3, off.
On.
Fuck off. Unless they're doing penalties, I am not interested. Getting a boyfriend, I see you breed, winky face.
1, 2, 3,
on.
Well, like on? Okay. Can I say on? Like, he's been around a while, like.
Maneskin, is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, the Eurovision brand. 1, 2, 3, on. Sexy.
Veja, the shoe brand. Veja, as people are calling them. I say Veja.
One, two, three, off.
Gross.
Good for you.
Everyone
though.
I know has them. I'm just not there yet. Spending €100 on one night out, one night's outdoor dining with the gals.
One, two, three, on. Make it two, gals.
Going to watch the Euros as a reason to drink pints.
One, two, three, on.
Why are we doing 1, 2, 3? Can we just say on?
No, we need to count in so we don't say so we get a surprise.
The leavings are at the beach, barbecues, pubs.
Okay, let's start one. The leavings are 1, 2, 3, off.
No, can we not just say on or off? Or off? That's like a whole box.
Yeah, okay, on, whatever.
There's so many of them.
But the leavings are off. Okay, well then just pick the best ones.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
pick the best or funny ones.
Belfast, everyone and their mother has been this month, me included, lol.
One, two, three, off. Oh, we haven't been, but like, good for you if you
I
have.
I was talking to a couple of people at the weekend. Actually, I need to give a shout out because one of Mark's friends, Gavin, said he listens to Bandwagons and he gets very offended every time we say no straight men listen to this podcast.
Sorry, like, we can't give a shout out to every straight man, but
so we
hello,
just have to
Gavin.
Stop saying,
this is it now. No more
saying no,
no
straight,
more straight men shout outs. That's what we should have gotten on the t-shirts. Anyway.
But he lives in Belfast and I was like, I don't really have much interest in Belfast. Yes,
I do like Belfast. I wasn't in such a rush that I was like, we need to go up now.
Yeah,
you know. But anyway, whatever. Good for you if you did.
South William Street.
Oh, 1, 3 off.
American Scandal podcast about Lance Armstrong. So good.
One, two, three off. No, that's Breed's bandwagon.
I
not
haven't
me.
Listened to it yet, but I am intrigued. Bo Burnham's Netflix special should be a full bandwagon, honestly. Life-changing.
One, two, three, on.
Big fat on, yeah. It's so, so good.
We could probably just do an episode on Bo Burnham.
Yeah, for Patreon, maybe.
Yeah.
CPR came up a good few times after what happened in the match at the weekend.
Well, yeah, 1, 2, 3, on.
On, yeah. Good to learn.
Do you know how to do CPR?
I did a first aid course in TY, but I think I need to do a refresher because I actually would be useless in an emergency.
Let's do a refresher.
Mayor of Easttown, do not get her started.
On! I miss Mayor so much!
British Bay, any beach traffic to Wicklow, Wexford has been crazy. That is so true.
I've got to respectfully have to say off, so, because I've never been to British Bay.
Yeah. I shot a movie on British Bay with, what's his name?
Stop pointing at me, I have no
what's
idea what you're talking about.
Your man's in Transformers.
Lenny Henry, no, sorry,
no,
Michael
Lenny
Bay.
Lenny Abramson.
He didn't do Transformers?
No, the actor, Jack Rayner.
Oh.
Trisha Paytas, meltdowns and quitting frenemies.
Off. I don't even want to even.
I don't know what's going on there.
She's quit that podcast that we literally talked about in the David Dobrik episode.
Yeah, but why are people all of a sudden like big fans of Trisha?
That's the question that I asked on the fucking episode. It's. Like, she's a professional troll. Like, there's something kind
and
of.
Everyone's like, Trisha, we love you, come back. But you were wrong. Like, what?
It's
she's not a
let's
good person.
Off. Sorry, guys.
Off.
If you're watching purely from a drama speculation thing, fair enough. Like, whatever. But she's... I can't.
Someone said here, Billie Eilish being cancelled for her new boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. He's 29.
And she's 19.
Yeah, but she's like, that's not her. Billie Eilish boyfriend.
You can't cancel her for that.
Well, yeah. Let's aim our...
Coffee trailers.
Matthew on. Tyler is her boyfriend. On, yeah. I love a coffee trailer.
Getting pregnant or engaged?
Off. Personally for the two of us. But we are very happy for any of our listeners who are engaged or pregnant. If you want to send your good news to us, we'd love to hear that.
I was
going to
say I'm jealous. I'm not. But good for you. Can't remember if you've done this, but gals culture, kind of like lad culture, but for girls. Put that on the
That's
list.
Very
that
interesting,
interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to reserve my comment. I'm going to reserve my on or off till we actually do it.
Little's Bakery, honestly, they're really upping their game as of late.
Do you know what? Louise Burton tweeted, though, nothing in the bakery ever tastes as nice as the smell in the bakery.
Actually, those little mini pizzas are quite lit. Okay. None of the stuff travels well. Actually, we get the bread rolls and stuff. They're nice.
So you're just lying again, are you?
Yeah, telling lies.
Oh, yeah.
Glasses chains are making a sort of a comeback. Granny vibes. I actually bought one.
I would say on. I don't have them, but I respect people who have them.
I just got one of the like shoelace ones in deals, but I've never used it. And I think that's everything. A lot of people said skipping, but I'm pretty sure we've talked about that before. A big fat on from us if we haven't.
Yeah.
We are both avid skippers.
Actually, I kind of stopped because I think I hurt my ankle, but I support. That was my own fault. I was skipping on concrete.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm skipping on concrete, but do I really feel the way? Thanks for the laugh, Shane. Right, come on, end on a good one. We can't be here all day.
Oh, that
Jesus
was all
Christ.
Of them. I'm on Paper Tuesdays this week, if you want to hear me. I talk about...
Are we need to be charging them for these fucking shout-outs.
I talk about religion and astrology.
Jesus Christ. I'm gonna get Cain to start checking out ads just to talk about his day.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, I think, if you want to watch how uncomfortable I am. Michael's girlfriend was on it as well.
We have t-shirts for sale.
Oh yeah.
Raising money for LGBT Ireland. They're only on sale for the month of June. You can get them on doondevale.com. And if you haven't seen them yet, go to our Instagram. You can see us modelling them. We look very fucking gorgeous. Thanks to the guys at Doon Vale again. They're limited edition. Once they're gone, we are not making them again.
No, they never come back.
They're never ever coming back. Not even if you ask us really nicely. We are on Patreon. We recorded last week on Tinchy Strider, Teo Cruz, and we also talked a little bit about the A Quiet Place 2 sequel. It was a bit of a fucking mess of an episode, but definitely worth your money. Breed is due to do. What are you going to do this month?
I haven't done a proper tarot in a while. I might get back into the tarot. I did a lot of readings recently when I went to Donegal with my pals.
You do a summer.
They were all very accurate.
You should do a summer solstice tarot.
Oh, namaste. Yes, I
might. That's... No, you can't say namaste. That's bad.
You can say namaste whenever you want.
I don't think you can.
You can?
I don't think you can.
You can. It means the light in me recognises the light in you.
Okay.
It's just like a nice thing to say.
Okay.
Oh, can you not?
I don't think
I've
so.
I've been saying it a lot.
Well...
Fuck.
Hang on. Can you...
No, you can. Don't take this away from me.
Namaste.
Yeah. What are you saying at the end of yoga and all?
I know, but...
Don't take namaste away from me, please.
Why are you saying namaste is culturally insensitive and not just...
Oh, here.
Sorry. And not just a yoga term. Sorry. There you go.
Well, I only meant it in the yoga sense, guys.
I know, it's fine. We're not...
Greetings to you. It's what it means.
Okay. I know
like,
we didn't
I like my
like
definition
that.
Better.
What was I going to say? Yeah, so you're going to do a summer solstice tarot.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're not going to offend anyone else. What's the other thing? This podcast was produced by Collaborative Studios. We are.
Our tickets are still on sale for our shows.
For our live
They're
shows,
on
yeah.
our website.
Dublin and Cork still on sale. We are Bandwagon's podcast over on social media.
Yep. I think that's enough. Leave us a review, but only if it's nice.
Oh, only if it's nice. And if you want to follow us on Spotify, you'll be kept up to date on all the latest episodes.
Yep.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.